Few athletes competing at the Winter Olympics got there without a coach. Coaches instruct, train, and motivate athletes to achieve their goals. On Tuesdays this month, Morning Edition will report on various kinds of coaching. You'll hear from people whose job it is to get others to succeed. Today, NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg introduces a woman who coaches childbirth.
She's called a doula, D-O-U-L-A, Greek for servant. In this country, it's applied to women who provide emotional support when a baby is born. The doula movement has taken off here in the last 10 years or so. In Seattle, Peggy Simpkin is a founder of Doulas of North America and has worked with thousands of couples. Usually, they meet in the last few months of pregnancy. They discuss the kind of help the woman will need during delivery. Then, when labor begins, doula Peggy Simpkin goes to the hospital with the mother-to-be.
If she's in early labor, I would probably spend some time just making conversation. I would make suggestions for taking a walk or when to use the bathtub for pain relief. As her labor advances and she becomes more internal, I would probably be very close to her, next to her head, and I might murmur soothing words to her. Rhythm is everything in labor. And so I'm trying to match her rhythm and help her maintain it. So I might say, that's the way. Yes, just like that.
Huh.
Good. And it's actually with every breath she takes. Some women, of course, want silence. I might massage her shoulders, bring her cool cloths and mop her brow and her chest. I would be very supportive of her partner, assist him or her in playing the role that he or she wishes to play.
Yes, because very often couples will go, say, to something like Lamaze. And in mm-hmm. that situation, it's the partner's job to do much of what you've just described.
The woman needs support. That's the bottom line. And who gives that isn't as important. But she may want to turn to her partner. And in a case like that, the doula would probably guide the partner and make suggestions for, well, this would be a great time to get in that bathtub. Or, why don't we take a walk? It's been a while. She would be a gopher.
Mm-hmm.
In my experience, we're both very busy.
Didn't this used to be called midwives?
No, midwives, of course, are totally responsible for the clinical well-being of mother and baby. The doula is there more for her emotional and psychological well-being. So doulas do nothing clinical. We don't check the fetal heart tones. We don't take the woman's blood pressure or anything of that nature.
What you describe sounds as if it's a natural childbirth. What about women who've had anesthesia, who have had epidurals?
Women are still stressed, I find. Just because they're free of pain doesn't mean they're free of anxiety or they're feeling, you know, just euphoric. Sometimes they worry about why is it taking so long. So the doula is reassuring in those situations. And we do try to help her keep focused on the fact that there is a baby coming, because at some point when it's time to start pushing her baby out, we don't want the woman so disconnected from her labor that she just can't get back into it.
Sure.
Emotionally and psychologically.
Sure. And once birth happens, it is the most exhilarating moment, or can be if everything's gone well, in life.
That moment is unmatchable, I think, for most of the people involved in the room. In the most progressive institutions, the baby would be placed immediately on the mother's abdomen. And she gets to hold and touch this baby who is warm. The babies are very warm. And at that moment, she probably will have the most euphoric feelings that take in her baby and her partner. And this is the beginning of parenthood. It's a moment that I never am tired of witnessing. And I feel that we've played a role in facilitating this relationship among the three of them.
Peggy Simpkin says as a doula, she's prepared more than 6,500 couples for childbirth. There are also postpartum doulas who come in a few hours a day to help out with the new baby. Costs vary. Volunteer doulas often help at births, but families also pay as much as $1,500. Postpartum doulas charge between $15 and $30 an hour. They're all trained women who want to help out. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.